Liam Hendricks, formerly of the Toronto Blue Jays, now of the Oakland Athletics, joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Good morning, Mr. Hendricks. At least it's still morning where we are.
Yeah, it's still morning. I'm down in Florida at the moment, so it's still morning here.
It's still morning there as well. What was your reaction to the trade to the Athletics? Were you surprised, and how did you find out?
Well, I was actually at a wedding rehearsal dinner. So I was in northern Georgia where we didn't have too much service. So I ended up going in and out of service. I got a text message from Andrew Kinnish, one of the assistant general manager, and he was like, hey, give me a call as soon as you get a chance. So I got on the Wi-Fi at the place we're at and FaceTime audio called him, and he's like, yeah, all right, just sorry to tell you that you've been traded to Oakland. And it definitely wasn't something I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
It really caught me and my wife off guard. We were making plans to come to Dunedin for spring training, making plans for being back up in Toronto for the season. But, from a playing point, I think it's going to be advantageous for me in my career because I get, I think there's less people in my way where I can try and get to like a later inning bullpen spot and stuff like that. But obviously, I'm going to miss the team, miss the guys, and definitely miss the city. We had a blast up there.
You've been through this before, though, Liam. It must be, it's kind of one of those things that goes with the territory, I guess, and goes with the profession. But, you know, is the initial reaction, you know, I'm going to miss the guys, or is it, I got to think about where we're going to live in February and March. I got to think it's Arizona versus Florida. I'm going to look at that roster and say, as you said, there's a little more leeway there in terms of where I could go. How does it kind of settle in for you that you're not no longer part of one team and now part of another one?
It's definitely different. I mean, usually the other time I was traded from the Blue Jays to the Royals, it was kind of mid-season and you didn't have really too much time to stop and think. But I leave all the household, spring training, everything like that to my wife. I could live in a box with a TV and I'd be fine, but she requires a bed. So I leave that up to her. She can choose wherever she wants to live. But no, the first thing I thought of was the guys. I mean, there was a lot of guys that I was really close to on this team. I mean, I came up with Colabello, and I mean, I was with the Twins, and then I was with the Blue Jays with him, and he's one of my closest friends. But I mean, it's one of those things. You start thinking of all the people. You start thinking of all the wives' friends that she gets along with in Toronto. I mean, we had a really nice dog sitter and stuff like that up in Toronto. And I mean, the chaplain we were very, very close with. So it's a shock to the system, but I think it's an opportunity to go out, meet new people, be on the West Coast, which is going to be something completely different for me. I mean, it's close. My family can come over, so it's a little bit closer there. It's only a 12-hour flight rather than 12-hour than a 5-hour flight, so that's always nice.
Mm. Hey, Liam, you're also going to a park that has a lot of foul territory. It's a park that is a pitcher's park. It's one of the real pitcher's parks in baseball. That probably, I would think, once the shock of the deal got over, that probably also had to factor into maybe smoothing things over for you, did it? Because it really is a good park to pitch in.
Exactly. I mean, it seemed like every time I got called up when I was with the Twins, we were going to Oakland or Oakland was coming to us. So it's I'm very familiar with their park. I mean, it's a great park. It's a great city. I mean, we're pretty excited. I mean, I get to be back in the green and gold, which is Australia's colors as well. So mm-hmm. That's always something as well. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. At least I was lucky in the fact that going over there's a couple guys I already knew. So I already knew Billy Butler from when I was with the Royals. I already knew Sean Noll and Danny Valencia with the Blue Jays. There was a couple of guys' wives that my wife knows through her online store. And I think it makes it a lot easier. We're not going to a situation where we don't know anybody. We're going to come in fresh and everything like that. We know a couple of guys. We can get an idea of what the organization's about, what the team's about. And so far, it seems like it's a pretty good group of guys over there, and I'm excited for this opportunity.
You 2015 is a great year for you. You know, you found something in 2015, including a couple miles an hour velocity. You know, you were bringing it as a power guy in a way that I don't think a lot of people thought of you as that kind of a pitcher. Can you kind of talk about that and how what this season past meant in terms of your career?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it was the first year out of the bullpen full time for me, and it's one of those things. It could be either a hit or a miss. I mean, I spent a lot of this off season doing Pilates with my wife, and that I think that definitely helped the miles an hour. But in spring training, I You know, I stopped drinking full time, so I haven't had a drink since then. I think there's a mixture of things that all help me increase my velocity. But I think given that opportunity, given that confidence from the coaching staff and from the other players, I think definitely helped me as well. I mean, dealing with Russell Martin, Deanna Navarro back there, it's a great confidence boost because they believe in everything you're going to throw. And I kind of took that and ran with it. I got that bulldog mentality, which is perfect out of the pen. And I think it worked out well, so hopefully I can go and take that to Oakland and have another good year.
Boy, it's interesting what you just said, you know, because there's that, I think people see a guy add some miles an hour and say, boy, he must have, you know, weighted ball program or some, you know, he's made some kind of an adjustment in terms of his mechanics. But it sounds like you kind of made a holistic decision to get healthier.
Yeah, I mean, I was never unhealthy per se, but I think we ate a little bit cleaner. I stopped drinking. I think that was just the biggest thing. I never drank too much to begin with, but stopped drinking completely. I mean, that it kind of got forced upon me. I got diagnosed with my liver disease pop back up in spring training, so that kind of forced my hand a little bit, but it's at the same sense, I didn't drink too much anyway, so it wasn't too much of a sacrifice on my behalf. But, we just got a little bit healthier. I did a lot more lower body and a lot more shoulders in the gym during the off season. I think everything kind of played a bit of a part.
Liam, I'm going to ask you, now that you have been traded, you have been traded to the Athletics, when you look back at this team, when you look back at the 2015 season, you know, how close do you think this team was to going to the World Series and ultimately winning the World Series? Because I've talked to some of the guys on the team, and they've said as they sat and watched the World Series, they were sitting there thinking, you know, we could have beaten the Mets as well.
I think that game six, ninth inning, was the deciding of the series. Mm-hmm. I think if we had forced the game seven, I think we would have taken it. But that's obviously, I'm going to be a little bit biased because mm-hmm. I mean, we had all the talent, we had everything there, and it kind of slipped out of our fingers towards the end. But we had some special talent on this team. And if guys can recreate what they did last year on that team, it's going to be, they're going to be around for a long time, and the Blue Jays are going to be in the playoffs for a long time to come. But hopefully everyone goes out there and they can do what they need to do. I mean, hopefully not too much. Hopefully when I pitch, it's a little bit of a different thing. But, I mean, it's as long as everybody can show them their best and get out there. And I think the Blue Jays are a special team. They got their core group of guys together for this year coming up again, and then there's a few guys sticking around for long term. So they've got the pieces there to make a run for this for a while as well.
Liam, what have the Athletics told you about your role? You talked about that maybe there's a little more of an open road for you in terms of ultimately getting that job at the back end of the bullpen. Have they been clear as to what they expect from you in spring training?
I spoke to the GM and the manager, and they both told me just to come into spring training and come in healthy, come in throwing well and everything like that, and I'll be given an opportunity to try and shore up the back end of the bullpen, which I'm excited about. I mean, obviously I still need to come in and throw well. It's not going to just be handed to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can come in and throw well, I'm hoping to get a chance to be kind of that setup guy, that late inning guy. But I mean, only time will tell. If I go in there and struggle, it's not going to happen. But if I go in there and do what I know I can do and what they know I can do, I think it'll be a good stepping stone for me to try and get towards that back end of the bullpen and set up closer type. And I mean, obviously if you're a reliever, that's where you want to be. You want to be in those roles. And I think with Osuna and Sanchez and Cecil, it was going to be tough to get there with Toronto because they've got three guys that could do both of those roles. So it's exciting for me, but at the same sense of time, I'm not taking anything for granted. I still need to go out there and throw well and kind of force the hand to put me in those roles.
Liam, listen, we wish you all the best. Have a great off season. Best of luck in spring training, and we'll see you. We'll see you during the season. And thanks again. You've been one of the real stand up guys this year. You're always available to members of the media. It's safe to say you're a very popular guy with the fan base and in the clubhouse. And we really do appreciate you joining us. And you know, best to you and your wife, and keep it going, man.
I mean, thank you very much. I mean, we both really enjoyed the city. We both loved the fan base. I mean, they were awesome. And I mean, you guys are relatively easy to deal with most of the time as the media. So it's it makes our job a lot easier. But yeah, we're definitely sad to leave, but we're excited for this new opportunity. And I'm going to miss the Rogers Center and our apartment that was literally 3 minutes away from the field, so that was fun. But I mean, we're just going to miss the city. We're going to miss the fans. We're going to miss everything about it. But we'll look forward to our new opportunities, and thanks for having me.
Hey, maybe history repeats itself. You'll be back. This happened once before. We already said goodbye once, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it could happen. I mean, I've been traded back and forth a couple of times. So let's see. Hopefully I can have a good year, and we'll address that when it comes up.